This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Soul food for you there. It's always good for your soul. Hopefully you're having a good day, your commute home, whatever. And hopefully you're joining us. We got a big show tonight. Lots to get to. Lots of things happening, lots of things moving. So we will try and get it all in. Paul's Ice Show brought to you by Archie's on Carson Street. Get down to Archie's, the official chicken wing of the fan. Archie's, home of 80 Cent Wings, Monday through Thursday, home of the Paul's Ice Grilled Cheese Sandwich. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia in Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown. Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. Well, here we go. The, I guess, update of the story, is that what we want to call this? Is kind of interesting, but not surprising. If you read Art Rooney's statement yesterday, or actually I think it came out today, now that I think about it. They issued a statement. Art Rooney said, Ben Roethlisberger and I met yesterday morning. We had a productive meeting. We were able to discuss a lot of things that relate to where we are and where we want to go. Ben assured me he's committed to coming back to help us win. I told Ben that we would like to have him back to help us win a championship. We both understand that the next step is to work out the contract situation. Art Rooney's a lawyer. And that right there was a very, very legalese type statement. That was, we're going to leave a lot of wiggle room here in case this thing goes south and we can't work it out. That's how that statement read. That wasn't a definitive, he's coming back, we're going to have him, we're going to figure this out, all that other stuff. It's, we have to now take the next step. And the next step is the contract. So I'm not surprised, Didi Kinkwabola said that someone from the Steelers texted her and said, hey, this ain't a done deal yet. I mean, I think it'll get done, obviously, but it's clear there's a little bit of hedging of bets in that statement. And I think one of the things that, universal truth in journalism, let me give you journalism 101. When it comes to something like this, don't use the phrase done deal until it is a done deal. You always have to give yourself an out. You know, when I do coaching searches, we had a very high profile mistake at one of the outlets in town. I won't say which one or who it was. But when Pitt was hiring a coach after, Mike Haywood got arrested, if you remember, Mike Haywood got arrested on, New Year's Eve or something in South Bend, Indiana, and they fired him. And then they had to get a new coach. And the headline on one of the newspapers was, it's a done deal. Or, I'm sorry, it wasn't a newspaper, actually. The headline on one of the outlets was, it's a done deal. They're hiring Tom Bradley. Again, even if your source told you that this is probably going to happen or this is definitely happening or whatever, Never go with it's a done deal. So all of these kinds of situations are very fluid all the time. They could change at any moment. Any moment they can change. And it doesn't shock me at all that the Steelers want to hedge their bets a little bit. Because there's no guarantee that Ben is going to go for whatever it is they're selling. And there's no guarantee, you know, that they might be able to work out a deal. And, you know, there's a lot that can happen in these contract negotiations. That's why sometimes, you know, you see so-and-so is the leading candidate to get this job, and then the next day it's like, well, he's pulled his name out. Stuff happens in these negotiations. It's not easy to negotiate contracts. If you have two sides that are, you know, really motivated to get one done, yeah. But again, this will put to the test the theory that Ben is basically, you know, a guy who has said that he wants to play for, you know, money's not a factor. Well, we're going to find out. We're going to find out. Is money a factor or not? Because they're going to ask you to take probably less than you want. And I think that's the thing. When these negotiations get really rolling, we'll find out if Ben really wants to play no matter what. If he indeed isn't, you know, worried about the money and all that other stuff that he keeps saying. That's what he needs to do. So, I expect it to get done. I do. But it's not a done deal, and they're sort of hedging their bets a little bit. So, anyway, I've got to get to a break. Coming up, we've got Jeff Hathorn, KDK Sports Director. We'll talk to him about these things and more. It's the Paul Zeiss Show, 93.7 The Fan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.